A very warm welcome again to Czech Books, and it isn't often that we have a guest in this program who studied at military academy, but that's the case of our guest today, the novelist, poet and publisher from Brno, the Czech Republic's second city, Martin Reiner. Hello.
Hello.
How was it that you came to study to be a soldier?
First of all, I was only 14 when I started to study this academy.
And this was in the 1980s, was it?
It was even in the 70s. It was 1978, exactly.
So it was at the height of the Cold War.
Yeah, exactly. I hardly can tell you the reason why I did it. I was quite good in school. I could choose the type of high school, but there was maybe one reason for my mother, who tried to get me to this military school, and he wanted me to study a university, the college. And we were poor family. There was almost no money. And I was a younger brother, only 2 years younger, and mother, of course, wanted both of us to study university, which even in the socialism, so-called, in the former Czechoslovakia, was a problem. It was about money. And there was one certainty about the military academy, that you will study the university, but, of course, the army university. We were just playing the soldiers. It was not that hard, like it sounds.
You ended up in jail, and that was as a direct consequence of being at military academy, wasn't it?
There were some rules. One of them was that you needed to pay really a big hole of money to get out of army, and as I said before, we couldn't pay it. And then there was the only other way to get out, and it was through the jail.
And that must have been, for an 18-year-old boy, that must have been quite traumatic, wasn't it?
I can tell you it was not that traumatic, because it was quite similar to the circumstances in army, actually. Which means I was quite experienced in it.
I'd like it if you could read one of your poems, because a collection of your poetry has just come out in English translation called No Through Road, translated by Andrew Oakland and published by Art Bureau. And you've chosen a poem here that you'd like to read to us.
Often I am strange. I can be a kestrel, but I don't eat mice. Then for hours I'll carry in my jacket pocket Florida State. Yes, river, posts, pelican takeoff. I stretch out my arm and my 12-fingered palm rises famously over the Gunga Shan. You scatter me in the water, drink deeply, and spit. Yuck! A grapefruit poet.
A grapefruit poet with Florida State in your pocket.
Yeah, it's playing on words and playing with context. And actually, this particular poem is dedicated to a friend of mine who is a Brno poet, Tomáš Přidal. It's my generation. And this grapefruit poet, it's his poetic, his way of writing of poetry, which means it's a very friendly message from me to him.
And it brings me to the question of Brno, your home city, and poetry, because of all Czech cities, it probably has, maybe even more than Prague, a very, very strong poetic tradition. Tell me a little bit more about the Brno poetic tradition that you come from.
This tradition is long, it's very, very strong. I believe one of the main reasons for the situation of Brno as a poetic capital of the Czech Republic is that the poetry is absolutely useless thing. And I quite believe that the position of Brno is good for poetry, because there are not very strong pressure on people to make money, for instance. Definitely less than in Prague, for instance.
Brno is the capital of Moravia, which is, of course, traditionally a land of music, of song. And do you think that this tradition of song also has some link with the poetic tradition in Moravia?
Yes, I think so. And I believe that the language in Moravia, maybe it's more kind of treasure for people than in Bohemia. You hardly can tell it like the definition. It's not a statement. But there's something in it that people in Moravia treat the language maybe better way than the people in the rest of the country. And it quite often results directly in poetry.
I think it's time to hear another of your poems. If you could choose another one from your latest collection, No Through Road.
I saw you swim away, as if writing me a note. Your strokes, where your fingers would meet for fleeting moments, the tip of a pen dipping up and down. Your voice, then quickened breath, wet forehead. The fish puzzled out your movements, and the catfish knew that this shore-to-shore writing kept you alive. To the stupid tench, you were just a stain on the rippling skirt of the water.
I think it'd be nice as well for our listeners so that they can hear the language, if you could read a bit of this poem in Czech, in the original Czech as well.
Viděl jsem tě plavat pryč. A bylo to, jako bys psala krátký vzkaz. Tempa, při nich se tvé prsty vždy na chvíli setkaly, toť přikládaný a vzdalovaný hrot pera.
In the translation, it's slightly different, isn't it, from the original, but that's deliberate on your part, isn't it?
It was quite deliberately, because in the last proof of the Czech book, I just took it away, those two lines, but the rest of poem is the same. I saw you swim away, as if writing me a note. Your strokes, where your fingers would meet for fleeting moments, the tip of a pen dipping up and down.
You're also well known in this country as a publisher with your publishing house Petrov in Brno, which published a lot of Brno and Moravian writing in particular.
Yes, but not only, because I believe that maybe about 70% authors of my publishing house lately came from the rest of the Republic, mostly from Prague. But that's true that the poetry was mostly Moravian.
And how did you come to be a publisher?
It happened in very early 90s, and it was extremely turbulent time. I hadn't a job, and I just asked the people around me, and suddenly there was a chance to become the editor-in-chief of the publishing house. But at the time, I was not the owner of the publishing house. I was only the boss. And then the things changed again. I never thought to become an entrepreneur. Really, I felt like a poet. It sounds funny, but it's the course of my nature. The reason why it went the way like it went, I mean, that Petrov quickly became one of the most prestigious publishing houses in the Republic, it was because I loved the work and I tried to do it the best way.
It's interesting because in terms of books, I mean, under communism, Czechs were known to be great lovers of books. They almost retreated into books, whereas since the fall of communism, there's been a decline in the amount that people read. But you've bucked that trend, really, haven't you?
Yes, the early 90s, the first half of 90s was quite a romantic time. Most of us, we just hadn't the feeling. But now, when we can look over our shoulders and see the times, I mean, the early 90s, you can see it quite clearly that it was a very romantic time. It was the right time for publishing of poetry, and it changed, unfortunately.
You think it's changed for the worse now? You think we're more cynical than we were?
More practical, yes. There's more consumption on the minds of most people. But I think it's natural. There's nothing surprising in it. It's worse. That's it.
Let's hear another of your poems.
This particular poem is 20 years old. It's one of my earliest. I still quite like it. The name is Our Time Has Run Out. The ripplings of summer, caught as ribbons in plaits. In the morning tram, the children Twitter. Down the red avenue, time steps on the brake. We open our hands and rise like the phoenix.
I think that's another very Brno poem. And I know that traditionally trams seem to have a habit of creeping into Brno poetry, don't they?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's called Šalina in Brno. It's the only place in the world that people call it this way.
That last poem you were reading was called Our Time Has Run Out. We're also running out of time. So maybe if you could choose one last poem on which to end the program.
The water stays in the gutter. It's murky brown. Nature moves it all on. All that you came to know as summertime. You dare not oppose, do not raise your hand in a gesture of defense. You're glad the movers missed all, that the world came to call you. It is gutless, pitiful. But you always get like this when the water in the gutter is murky brown.
Martin Reiner, thank you very much indeed for agreeing to talk to us on Radio Prague, and I hope we'll have another opportunity maybe to come to Brno and to talk to you and maybe more Brno writers. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Goodbye.